Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's September 2015. The Department of Defense accounts for more than half the government's discretionary spending, but problems such as inabilities to control costs, ensure basic accountability, and prepare auditable financial statements have put DOD's financial management on GAO's high-risk list. A team led by Asif Khan, a director in our Financial Management Assurance team, recently reviewed DOD's response to several recommendations from the House Armed Services Committee. GAO's Jacques Arsenault sat down with Asif to talk about what they found.
When we talk about the federal government, the Department of Defense is a huge organization. Can you give me some context about the size and scope of its operations?
We need to understand the mission of the Department of Defense. It's to provide the military force needed to deter war and to protect the security of our country. It's one of the nation's most complex and largest organizations. With a budget of over $560 billion, DOD is one of the nation's largest employers. Between active duty servicemen and women and civilian employees, DOD has over 2 million people on its payroll. In addition to several hundred thousand military installations, DOD also operates hospitals, schools, retail facilities to serve the needs of the servicemen and women. DOD's annual budget is larger than the revenue of Walmart. If it was a Fortune 500 company, it would be number one. DOD's annual budget is larger than the GDP of many countries. It's comparable to the GDP of Poland.
Certainly, DOD is quite large and has a lot of resources. Why does it have trouble managing its finances?
DOD's systems and processes were not designed to support financial management, but to support the warfighting mission, focusing on logistics, and generally do not comply with federal financial management requirements. The DOD systems that support financial management and other business function comprise of approximately 2,500 separate business systems. Some of these systems are very old. Others are very basic, no more than a spreadsheet. So you can see it's a very fragmented system. This fragmentation makes it difficult to establish controls for managing financial data. From when it enters into one of these 2,500 systems to what is reported by the financial system. The military services and other components have undertaken several initiatives to address these problems, the major one being the Financial Improvement and Audit Readiness Program, which is ongoing.
Now, in this report in particular, your team focused on DOD's response to a number of recommendations that were made by a congressional panel. What are some of these recommendations, and how is DOD responding to them?
The work of the House Armed Services panel on DOD financial management reform is very significant in that it shows the increasing importance that Congress places on DOD financial management, especially in a period of budget constraints and an increasing demand for accountability over taxpayer dollars. The panel's recommendation touched on some most critical challenges the department faces in achieving lasting financial management reform and also achieving financial statement audit readiness. The panel made 29 recommendations in four broad areas. These are financial management and audit readiness strategies and methodologies, challenges to achieving financial management reform and auditability, financial management workforce, and finally, DOD systems. We found DOD actions remediated six recommendations, and the 23 remain open. However, DOD considered another three were also addressed, while we believe further action is needed. In commenting on this report, the DOD controller agreed with our recommendation to reconsider whether further action is needed to address the remaining three panel recommendations where we had a difference. However, it's also important to know that these recommendations are not the only action DOD needs to take to address their financial management problems.
So finally, for the American public, what would you say is the bottom line of this report?
DOD is entrusted with more taxpayer dollars than any other federal department or agency. DOD is the only executive-level agency that is unable to produce auditable financial statements, and it is one of the three impediments preventing the U.S. government-wide consolidated financial statement from receiving an audit opinion. given the fragmented condition of DoD financial management system, there is a risk that billions of dollars are wasted or unaccounted annually. This money could be freed up for higher priority needs. Stronger financial management practices will provide more confidence in DoD's ability to provide reliable financial information to the decision makers as well as the taxpayers.
To learn more, visit gao.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.